Hey, Mark, how are you doing today?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm actually doing pretty good, brother. I can't complain. I mean,
good.
Only downside of today, it's Monday. But aside from that,
yeah.
Everything else is pretty good. I mean, I know if you asked me that question on a Friday, I'd probably be more uppity up about it, you know. But
sure.
No worries. Mark, I'm going to try to keep things very straight to the point here with you to be mindful of your time. I hope you're okay with that. Now, Pantrum Realm Construction and Woodcraft, what exactly do you specialize in, if you don't mind me asking?
So I'm a year old, and I'm open to several different things. I have experience in a couple of things, mainly design work.
Okay.
So anything that requires design, do you want me to design your bathroom, design your kitchen, design your storefront, build you a new landscape design, build a new deck, et cetera. All that stuff just requires design work rather than someone giving me something and saying, hey, this is what we want to do, and et cetera. So within that scope, I do remodels, renovations, historic commercial buildings. I do like to specialize in historic buildings, period, restoration, et cetera. But right now, I'm so new. I've had three clients in the past year, and all of them were six-figure clients for me. And so I don't have a special thing to specialize in yet, except design.
Perfect.
That makes sense?
All right. It makes a lot of sense. Thank you for being very, particular and very in detailed about that. I appreciate you.
Sure.
Now, our company name is Local Splash Mark. We have been in business for 20 years, and we have been premier Google partners for 20 years. I like to mention that to
what
everyone.
What does that mean, you're a Google partner? What does that mean?
That's a great question. I was just going to tell you. You beat me to the punch.
All right.
A premier Google partner is someone who is hired by Google and trained by Google. A lot of these companies like Angie's List, Home Advisors, Thumbtack, 411, these are all third-party independent companies, right? In the States, there's only 40 companies that have a premiership with Google. We're one of them, okay? Google is very particular on who they want working directly with them as partners to represent them, because you're never going to get a call from Google. I mean, Google is busy handling accounts like Coca-Cola, BMW, Mercedes. I mean, they deal with the big fish, and, you know, they hire us as their premier partners to deal with smaller businesses. Okay. So like I said, you're not going to get a call from them and saying, hey, that's what we do. So as a premier partner, anytime we have a spot within the first page, available, we call companies, to get those positions filled in. And that's what we have to offer you today, Mark. We had a position, in the first page of Google that is currently open for placement. So what we're doing is we're calling, the Arthur area. And what we're proposing is to put Quantum, on the first page of Google, right alongside of James, Arthur Design, Pinnacle Point, Heartwood Design.
No. Those are all different. Those are not construction companies. Those are not design and build companies. Those are all, media, graphics, signs, stuff like that. Not even the same.
Okay, so you're doing design for like for the restrooms, for kitchens. Is that exact construction? Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay. There you go. Okay. Okay. All right. My apologies. You're absolutely right.
I mean general contract
like DM design construction. You got Graver and Sons Construction and Design, Schrock Builders and Design. Okay, I see what you're doing. Okay. Yeah. So
I don't necessarily want Arthur. This place is loaded with Amish. I'm new here. It's a small town. There's a billion construction guys, Amish construction guys here in Arthur. I don't want to be in Arthur. I want to be in Champaign, Illinois.
Okay, Let me change that so we can change the promotion. I can advise you. Okay, you want to be outside of, okay. Gotcha.
Yep. My clients right now are in the Champaign area. That's where I want to be.
Oh, okay. So I see here. So next to like a Lead Structure Design, CU Midwest Design. Okay, I see ATS Custom Construction and Design, Freeman Construction and Design Company. Okay, those are. There's another one here. Premier Homes of Illinois Design Company.
Yeah.
These are the locals in the Champaign and surrounding cities. So, you know, Arcola and so forth. Okay, that's where you want to be.
Yep.
Gotcha. Okay. Yep. Here, let me make a note of that here. So Arthur, definitely not. Okay.
I mean, Arthur's okay because it will be included. If you put me in the areas that I want, Arthur would be included. But it's
yeah,
not,
because I can include Arthur. I don't know how far, exactly how far Champaign is, but I could include Arthur in about maybe 40 to 50 miles outside of Arthur.
Yeah, because it's only 30 miles or so to Champaign.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not bad. I thought it was a little bit further.
Nope. About 45 minutes and about 30 to 40 miles.
Gotcha. Okay. Perfect. So we would put you on the first page of Google. You would come up as one of the top recommended, for the construction design that you do. And then I do see that you already have your I'm sorry, I'm listening. Yeah, go ahead. No, I said I'm...
No, I was going to say, is this like a sponsored? Like when I do the search in, there's always the sponsored one, and then there's the rest of them.
Yeah, no, when you look in Google and you do a search, what you're going to get the Google guarantees, right? Those are the people that pay thousands of dollars to be on the Google guarantees. And then... On the sponsors one, you would be under, businesses. Okay. Cause 90% of the revenue goes to the businesses. Some are sponsored, right? I mean, you're going to be, obviously we're going to be handling the account for you. So when it says sponsored, right under businesses is also sponsored. If you go right now on Google, you'll see that it would say, I mean, you're obviously we're going to be running the account for you, but you're going to be under businesses. And the reason that we put you under businesses is because 90% of the revenue goes to the people on businesses, right? Obviously, okay. If you are on the guarantees, you get work as well, but you got to pay per click there. And I don't see too many people doing that because it's like $50 every time somebody wants to look at your page or call you, which doesn't really make too much sense to me because if you're under businesses, which is the second one, your people are still, as long as you're on the first page, that's what matters, man. I'm just going to be straight with you. You know, as long as you come up as one of the top results on the first page. Yeah, no, I'm looking at your website. It's actually not bad, man. It's pretty neat. I mean, who did this for you?
Yep. I did. Me and my brother.
Really?
Yeah, me and my brother.
Oh, nice, man. Well, if you guys are ever short of work, you could definitely come work with us, man.
We use Squarespace. And
oh,
he's got
okay.
a whole account and what he's done for other clients.
It looks like a cabin, but I don't know if it is or not, that all woodwork there, man. That's pretty neat. Is that you there? Is that you or is that your brother in the red sweater? Red sweater, blue hat.
That's me. Yeah, that would be me.
Okay, I put a face. I put a face to the voice.
Yeah.
All right, man.
I do a lot of custom woodwork. That's what I'm saying with design. Like, I design all that wood, the wood structures that you see there. Like, all my own designs. I craft wood straight from the mill to do paneling out of. I love doing wall panels. So, yeah, there's a lot of subspecialties I want to get into, but right now...
Yeah, man, you know what? I'm really not just saying this to say this, but you do, I mean, based on what I'm looking at, man, that work, it's pretty good work, brother. It's,
thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's quite neat. It's quite neat, man. You know? Yeah. Well, I definitely think this deserves, you know, exposure on the first page for sure. But anyhow, brother, so what do we do again?
My Google listing. My Google listing's really good, too.
Okay, let me see here.
You have the Google listing up?
Yeah, here, let me, I have had it up and I put it back, so let me go back. Hold on.
Yeah, my Google listing's got a lot of pictures. That's where I got the majority of my reviews. Not a lot, but I got enough. I got a few. Every new client I get, put them on there. But like I said, I've had high-dollar clients, so one client lasts me, you know, 6 months. It's not a lot of reviews.
Yeah, we would have to definitely assist you in facilitating things for the reviews, because you know the better the reviews, the more, you know, the more the merrier, brother. You know that.
Yeah, I just went through a big push to get as many reviews as I can. They've been coming in slowly.
What we would also do is push this to the first page, because you're not on there. You know, so we definitely got to do that. But yeah, I'm looking at your GBP. It also looks pretty good, man. Your Google business profile, you know, so it's good that you already have that, because we would work with it. So aside putting you on the first page.
About the first page, like, what are you searching? Like, did that determine, like, the search criteria to get me on the first page?
So,
or what is it showing up for?
The availability on the first page happens when a position opens up, right? When something becomes available. As premier partners to Google, we get notified of that right away, right? So that's how we have access to that first page. Because a lot of people, you know, like the third-party vendors that I tell you, they can promise you, oh, I'll get you on there and yada, 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 and you're going to be busy and have so many jobs and all this, and it's a bunch of baloney, man. At the end of the day, you know, what matters is that we get you on there with the correct keywords, right? So design, construction, woodcraft, all of these keywords, because when I looked at some of the keywords, like construction design, woodcraft, your company doesn't come up. But as soon as I typed in the name, Quantum Rail Construction and Woodcraft, boom, you popped up right away. But, I mean, let's be straight shooters, Mark. Nobody's going to go on Google and type in Quantum Realm Construction and Woodcraft.
No, not unless they're specifically looking for me.
Right. Well, that's what we're trying.
There's other things, too. Remodels, there's renovations, historic buildings. Like, can you get me in on those keywords?
I can get you up to 20 keywords, Mark.
Okay,
so I can do up to 20 keywords on Google where you will pop up. Yeah, I believe it's 15 or 20. I'll double check right now with our IT guys, but I believe it's 20 if I'm not mistaken. So, yes, we can get you to pop up under remodel, renovation, you know, all the other words that you provide today. We can get you up there. Do you have any social media presence, Mark? I'm sorry, you sounded really far away now. Do you have me on speaker?
Yeah, I was. I have a Facebook account.
Okay.
I do have a Facebook page for my company. I do post a few. I try to post there. I try to do some videos and stuff there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The reason I ask, Mark, it's because we work hand by hand with Meta. I'm sure you know Meta. Meta's who is in charge of Facebook, right? They're the ones who run the Facebook. So we, since Google and Meta have a partnership, we also work with Meta. So what we can do with the Facebook page that you have, we can promote that for you, and then we would run ads on Facebook for you as well. Not sure if you're familiar how Facebook ads work or not.
I have. I've used them, and I have not been impressed.
Okay.
There's more spam that comes through. 90% of it is spam.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey,
well,
you're in violation. Send me your information.
Gotcha. Well, we have a design team that would be on top of that, and they, you know, one of their jobs is to weed out all that stuff for you, right? That you only get the calls from Facebook that matters. We work with Yelp, which I don't know if you've done Yelp in the past, Mark. You know,
not
but we work.
Business, no.
Okay. All right. And, you know, we can list you on there if you want to, because we work with them. If not, we don't have to list you on Yelp, but it's not a bad platform. And then lastly, we work with Apple, right? For anyone that has an iPhone and uses Safari to do searches, we would also list you on the Apple platform. Okay? But primarily, I mean, if I'm just keeping it very straight and, you know, and very honest with you, Mark, I mean, where you definitely want to be is on that first page with the correct keywords. I mean, that's what's going to be the game changer, man. Right? That's going to get you on the map. It's going to get people to know who you are, because that's what obviously you want at some point, you know, to grow the business. Mm-hmm. And then we obviously, you know, you already have a website. By the way, hell of a job with that website. I mean, I'm surprised you're telling me you did it yourself. That's why I said, if you and your brother, you said?
Yeah.
You know, if you and your brother ever, we can use some IT guys. You know, if you guys do those websites that good, man, that's...
Everybody does websites, don't they?
No, man. I mean, hey, I see people do websites, and I got to tell you, man, more than 50% of the time, I don't compliment it, man. I don't say anything about it. You know, all I say is, oh, okay, you have a website. I said, you know, we offer one, and I'll definitely suggest you probably take us up on it. You know?
Yeah, right.
But for the most part, you know, I'm very straightforward. I mean, if your website was crappy, I obviously wouldn't say that to you, Mark, but I would say, hey, I suggest you take a look at what we got, you know. But
yeah,
in this case,
sure.
I you know, in this case, I would say, hey, man, let's, you know, that's what you got definitely works. You go ahead and keep what you have. Our pricing, Mark, is actually quite affordable, brother. You know, to get you on that first page and get the correct categories and keywords where, you know, Quantum Realm will pop up. It's $299 a month. That's it. There's no hidden charges. There's no hidden fees. All you pay is $299 once a month, and we take care of the rest, right? We take care of placing you on the first page.
Minimum contract involved? Minimum number of months?
Yes, there is. It's 10 years. I'm kidding, Mark. There's no contract. It's a month-to-month service.
If I didn't get what I want out of it, then I could just cancel it.
That's correct. Yeah. I mean, here's the bottom line. On Google, the reason we don't have contracts on that first page is because, you know, we're a company based off of results, man. If you see results, you like what we're doing, there's no reason that you're going to want to cancel the service.
Paying. Right. That's absolutely right.
Right. You know, and if you like, you like it, I mean, there's no need for me to lock you down to 6 months or a year, you know, because that would put you on a bind, because what if you don't like the service and you're locked in for 6 months? You know, that's not fair for you as a customer. We want you to stay because you want to stay, if that makes any sense, right? Because, you know, because you like the service, okay? Now, Mark, what's your last name, if you don't mind me asking, brother?
It's Montgomery. And here's what I'm going to do, okay? I like what you said.
Okay.
I am a very cautious person, and I will want something. I want something.
Let me. Yeah, I was gonna do that right now, brother. Here, go. Give me a second.
Super. Mm-hmm. Yep, no problem. And then I'll do a little research on the company. And as long as I feel comfortable with that, because that's the most important part, is your credit.
Yeah, you know what? I would actually recommend that, you know, you look us up and do your due diligence. And I just text you the our company information as well, so you can look us up, localsplash.com, send you my information, and then I'm going to send you the proposal via email as well. You know, and as long as the position doesn't get filled in, because you know how it works, the algorithm and everything, right? I mean, if that position gets picked up by somebody else, then unfortunately we don't have it available anymore. And sometimes people call me back and they're so pissed at me. They're like, hey, man, I told you I was going to get it. I told you I was going to. And it's like, hey, man, you know, these are Google's rules, not mine, you know. But okay. I get people that say, you know, so just so you know, man, I want to be straightforward with you. I don't want to give you any BS or give you any sales pitch. And I'm sure you heard it all. So, you know, I just want to keep things transparent, brother. So give me a second here.
Sounds good.
Yeah, but if you can swing that $299, man, you know, take a shot at it. You know, I mean, of course, after you do your due diligence, and I think you're going to be pretty happy with the Google services that we offer, especially if it's something that's going to, like I said, keep you occupied. You know, I mean, I know that's what, you know, people are looking for. And like I'll tell you the same thing I tell everyone else, man. I mean, this is not something that's going to make you a millionaire, or you're going to have 100 jobs, you know, in a month coming in, right? But I mean, busy, we can definitely help with that.
I just need some leads.
There you go. Mark, what's your email address, brother?
It's the QRE inbox at Gmail. I have another website email, but you're not getting that. That's for my clients.
Hey, brother, whatever you feel comfortable with, man, it's all good with me.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Okay, and I see your picture there. Oh, man, you look completely different than you do on your website, bro.
Yeah. It's not completely different.
No, I want to say it's too much different, but I can actually see your hair is all nicely done and stuff, you know?
Yeah. Yep. That picture was when I released my book. So it's about a decade old.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I use that headshot for everything. So I'm a little younger there. Too.
All right, I just send it to you. Okay.
Okay. Super.
Let me know if you received it, please.
I did, Mario. Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's me, Mario. At LocalSplash, I went ahead and detailed it there for you. It says, per our conversation, here's a request to the following services. Placing your business on the first page of Google. We would list you on Bing, Yelp, and Apple. This is not a contract. It's a month-to-month service. Our flat rate is $299 monthly. This amount will never change, and there's no cancellation fee. Okay. And then our terms are there. My information there, Mario Molita, it's my last name, senior media digital advisor, of course, our number, my extension, and then, you know, of course, our partnership with Google, we're premier partners. So, you know, I send that to you. I also text you with some of the information, you know, like the company info and my information as well. So, you know, you have all of that, brother. Again, did you get the text messages? Because it's showing me. I don't know if the text messages went through or not. But either way, I mean, you have my info through email, but I don't know.
No. So you texted it to the 217 number, correct?
I sure did. Is that a incorrect one?
Yeah. It is, but I'm on that line, so okay. It won't come through because it's a separate T-Mobile app for my business line.
Oh, okay.
As soon as I get off the phone with you, it'll show up. But I did
And just my information, company info. You can see our accreditations. You can see all of the our company information. Everything will be listed on there.
I'll make a decision in the next day. So probably okay. I'll probably make the decision by tomorrow morning.
Yeah, sounds good.
Some information. I do have some questions about. So you
yeah,
said,
go ahead.
Mm-hmm. All right. You said it's so much for getting me to show up on the front page. And then you mentioned some other things about the Facebook ads. So mm-hmm. normally that costs money. So how does that come into play if you guys manage that process?
Yeah, since we have an account, we work directly with Meta. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
we would be able to run the ads for the 30 days. We run them for the month, right? I mean, the ad on Facebook's mm-hmm. already included on there. We're not going to charge you separately because you're right. I mean, if you call Facebook by yourself, they'll run you, I think, like $8 or something like that a day to run the ads, you know. So, I mean,
I haven't ever done ads like that. I've done ad campaigns, and I've set a dollar amount and an area of preference.
Yeah. No, I think
it worked for me.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think what we provide, and you know what? That's what it's a little different. I think, I mean, you know, it's worth a shot. I mean, I wouldn't rely on like I said, Facebook, Apple, Yelp, all those platforms do generate work, but the real golden ticket here, man, you know, to be straight with you, brother, it's that first page where you want to come up. Cause I mean, that's where 80% of people are doing all their searches is on that first page.
Yeah.
Right. So,
yep, I know.
You know,
yeah,
these other platforms are just complementary to what you would see on Google, man. You know, I like to keep things straight up because people are like, hey, am I going to get customers on Facebook and Apple? I was like, yeah, you will. I said, but once you hit that first page, you're really not going to care for these other apps. I mean, you know, because they're not going to come close to what you would generate being one of the top results. I mean, that's just the bottom line.
Yeah. So how does it work with you managing that process? Like, does the leads don't go to you, just my information. When a client sees the information, it goes directly to me?
Yes. So that's the difference on Google, right? Like if you're like with a third party, like Angie's List, Home Advisor, all the calls are routed to them. And then what they do is they'll route that one call to like 5 to 7 business owners. And then what happens then is that, you know, everyone's scrambling to get that lead. And at the end of the day, you know, I mean, these companies that, you know, develop a genius plan where they charge everyone $35-$40, yet only one person gets the lead. And sometimes that lead is not even prosperous. It's just somebody asking for pricing.
Yeah, you don't even need to address that. I know. I understand.
Yeah. So
I'm paying for Anthony leads right now and I'm not
doing it. Oh, sorry. I didn't know that, brother. I didn't mean to, Yeah, I didn't know that, to be quite frank. But yes, these companies, and you know what's worse, and I'll tell you very straight, Mark, do you know where Angie's List gets their leads from?
You know, like they've got a series of websites.
Mm-hmm.
They're all trying, right now they're trying to consolidate everything, I think. That's what I've been told in this new program. I pay a monthly fee for so many leads. That's it.
Right.
I don't pay per lead more. I mean, they're trying to get away from that for several reasons. I can understand why. It's very expensive. But I'm paying $280 a month for 6 leads, and I've gotten 5 so far, and all of them have been bogus. So.
Oh, see, that's the worst.
We'll see.
That's the worst, yeah. Because what happens here, what happens with Angie's List is people don't know this. Angie's List gets their leads from Google. You know, I mean, that's how crazy it is.
Because, yeah, I get that.
So that when I tell clients, I'm like, look. When you put your own self on Google, all you're doing is cutting out that middleman, right? And now you're open to an unlimited amount of calls, leads, jobs. I mean, you're not capped to just, okay, well, you get 5 leads a month and you pay us close to $300. I mean, doesn't work that way. It doesn't matter how many calls you get, how many jobs you get, how many leads you get. I mean, you pay that one flat rate of $299, and that opens the window to every client that sees you, right? So, and then the phone call, the phone call is going to come directly to you, right? And just like anyone else, right? Like when you go on Google and you're looking for a plumber, you're looking for a service that you need at that time. You're not going to sit and waste your time on Google to call people that you don't need their service. You see what I'm saying? So,
How does it work? So with Google, mm-hmm. you're talking about Google search. Mm-hmm. When I go search for like a service or something, mm-hmm. I go to Google Maps. I don't even go to Google. I go to Google Maps.
Well, you would be listed on the maps as well, right? When you go to Google Maps, right, you do. We're going to put you on the business end, right, where most people do the searches. It's only a handful, you know, it's not a handful, but it's more than that that use the maps. You're like me, right, Abin? But when we look at our statistics and our numbers, most people go on Google itself, not the maps.
Yeah.
Right. So we're gonna put you where the heaviest traffic is at, right? It doesn't make any sense for us to place you anywhere else.
Okay.
Yeah.
So all right. So if I were to go forward with this, what I'd get is anytime I'd have a primary location, right? And
correct.
You'd give me a radius. And
correct.
Then you'd give me keywords, and you'd optimize
correct.
Whatever it is that needs to be optimized. Is it my
yes.
website that needs to be optimized? Okay, so you'd optimize. How do you do that?
Yeah, the website, as long as the website belongs to you, keep in mind that no company, at least no premier partner to Google, we cannot touch your website. I mean, we can promote it on Google, but under guidelines, and these are strict guidelines, we cannot make any changes to your website, you know, because...
Okay, so that's what I'm trying to understand is, like, mm-hmm. okay, so when you say I'm going to show up on a Google's first page for search
mm-hmm.
results, you're saying I'm going to show up, my website's going to show up, not my Google page.
No, your GBP and your website we will list together on Google, brother. Your GBP is your Google business
okay.
profile. That would be listed
yep.
right alongside of your website on the first page.
Super. Okay, so then they can either click the...
They can click whichever one they want, and they're going to see all the info on your company.
Okay, great. So when you said the website, so you don't optimize my website.
No. The only time that we're allowed to make changes, optimize, do all that other fun stuff is when we build it for you. But because you're the owner of that, unfortunately, under Google strict guidelines, we couldn't do optimization to your website. We could be liable. Mm-hmm.
So what are you optimizing to get me on the first page?
The categories and the keywords. Right? Those are the ones that you don't pop up under, right? Because you're doing renovation, remodeling. I mean, you're doing things outside of just designing for construction, right?
So what you're saying, though, is, like, you have some way to tag my information to these keywords rather than using these keywords as inset into my website.
Yeah, there you go.
So you're using, so you have some way to get those keywords, and when those keywords are generated, my information is attached to it. Okay,
that's correct. Yes,
got
yes.
it. Yes. Got it.
Yes.
Okay, would optimizing my website, because I can tell you right now, I don't have it optimized at all. Like, it's built and beautiful, but it has no SEO stuff in it at all.
Mm-hmm. Right.
How would that work? I mean, is there anything that you guys could, like, give me pointers to go change?
Yeah,
or
you know,
given
what?
The
yes,
fact
absolutely.
That I'm going to tie
absolutely.
This stuff?
Our IT guys, I mean, and I'm going to be straight with you too, Mark. I mean, I'm not an IT guy, right? I wish I could sit here and tell you about optimization and content. I mean, that's outside of my boundaries. I mean, what I do is I take people's info, send it over to the IT guys. But yes, Would the IT guys help you and give you recommendations and tell you, you know, little gifts and gadgets? Absolutely, man. These guys are like computer geniuses, right? I mean, that's all they do, man. You know, so I can definitely note it if you, you know, you work with us. Hey, you know, Mark can use some advice on, you know, what to do. And I mean, of course, they can, you know, give you some pointers, man.
Is that a service they provide, or is it?
No. It's we're not going to charge you for that. It's something that they can do, you know, courtesy. You know, they'll look at it and say, hey, this is what you can do. This is what you should do. You know, like I said, the only thing, unfortunately, is that they wouldn't be able to do it because it's your website, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Now, the sheep wool over my eyes. So you say right now there is an opening. What opening exists, and how do you determine that? Couldn't you just sell the same thing to everybody that wants the service?
Well, if that was the case, the first page would be over flooded and there'll be no room for everyone, right? Keep in mind that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On the first page of Google, there's only about 8 to 10 slots that fit on the first page. After that, everyone else has to be moved over to second, third, fourth, fifth page, right?
Okay.
And here's the reality of things like. Mm-hmm, go ahead.
Yeah. So essentially, how many of those, I guess so many of those slots are controlled by Google's keywords, like what you're doing, not necessarily by a website SEO. Is that the way I understand this?
Yeah, so based on who's running the site for you, who's doing the operations for that GBP,
mm-hmm.
that's how that GBP
mm-hmm.
is going to come out, right? So let's say we take not control, I don't want to use that word, but let's say we take over and do the SEO for Quantum, right? So we're the ones that make sure that, you know, as premier partners to Google, we have that back-end access to make sure that under any keywords or categories, as long as it's a job that you do and you offer the public, that Quantum pops up as one of the top recommended under those particular categories, if that makes any sense.
Great. Okay. Yeah, it makes sense. Okay, cool. So when you say you had a spot open, you were calling me for Arthur. Like, what is the area that you actually have a spot
yeah.
open?
Yeah, well, it's the Arthur area, and then it's about a 30-mile radius, 30 to 40 miles to be exact, radius. When a position opens up for anything that has to do with remodeling or designing, right? A lot of the things, you know, that Google gives us. So when Google, this is how it works, just to give you a quick rundown. When,
mm-hmm.
when Google sees that somebody either, you know, moved on, didn't pay, company closed, I mean, whatever the case is, right? And that particular person was on the first page. Google partners that work that area were the first to get notified, right? Hey guys, we have a spot on
okay.
that first page. That way, maybe you get sometimes calls from different people. You always want to make sure they're a Google partner, you know, but
mm-hmm.
you'll start getting the phone calls in because we can all see that spot on the first page is open. Normally, it doesn't last too long, maybe 2 or 3 hours before it gets filled in. Why? Because everyone wants to be on the first page. I mean, that's just the bottom line,
yeah.
right? So,
right.
you know, the way that Google sees, if Google really doesn't care who's on that first page, they just want a company that's reputable, right, that has no bad reviews, because
mm-hmm.
That's something that we
mm-hmm.
look for, to make sure that we're working with someone that's, you know, we're not going to put a 1-star on there, you know,
right.
to make sure that they're reputable. And Google says, hey, first come, first serve on the first page. And, you know, what they don't want is just the first page to have that open slot. That's basically it, right? I mean, like I said, I mean, I'm just trying to be very transparent with you. That's why some people tell me,
okay.
hey, Mario, give me, you know, a few hours and I'll give you a call back. And I tell them, okay, you know, because I'm not a very pushy guy, man. I mean, I know people want to do their homework, but then the same customer will call me back, you know, 4 or 5 hours later and says, hey, I talked to my partner. We're ready to go ahead and do this. And it's like, hey, man, I got some news for you, man. Mark took that spot, man. You know,
okay.
and they're like, oh man, that's not cool. And they get upset with me. And it's like, hey, look, I told you from the beginning, the way Google works, I said, if I had control over how these guys do business, I would have saved it for you. I said, but I cannot do that, you know, because as soon as I'm done with the call here.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let me, I hear you. I got all, I get it. I know you get used to talking all this stuff all the time, but, I get it. So I just Googled my client from where I'm at right now, and it's 41 mm-hmm. miles in Champaign. So what is the max distance that I can get? I don't have to go 50 mile complete radius, but I definitely want to get as close to Champaign as possible. What would I have to do?
If you know anyone in Champaign or if you have an address out of Champaign, we can use it. Mm-hmm. And it would locate you right in that area, if you want to be there. And then from that area, we can expand it 30 or 40 miles outside of Champaign, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Do you have to have an address or just a city?
No, I have to have an address. We need to put an address on file for you. Here, let me see here. Okay. Hold on. Let me look at something. Mm-hmm. Give me a second.
Well, I do have a business address, though.
Okay, hold on. Let me check something here. Okay. Hold on. Let me ask one of my IT guys one question, okay?
Okay. 50 miles would be ideal. I could get a 50-mile radius, we can just go with Arthur.
Okay, hold on. Give me a second. Let me ask. Wait a minute, because I don't want to tell you something, and then something else happens, and then you're going to ring my phone line and give me a piece of your mind. I don't think
I
will.
Want
that. So.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Yeah, our IT guys, man, they're awesome at what they do, man. I mean, these guys, I one time I messed up and I said, yeah, these guys are like our computer nerds, and that was not a very good word to use. So.
whatever. Most nerds I know are proud to be a nerd and a geek. I'm a nerd and a geek for sure. All right, here, Marlo. Google, Bing, Yelp, and Apple.
And Facebook. I did not put that on there, so I can resend it with the Facebook ads on there.
So you got a Google Doc for me to review. Okay.
Yeah, it just goes over your basic 101s. I mean, you would be on a non-contract month-to-month service, so a lot of the things on there, because we do Google guarantees, Google verify.
Terms of experience.
Okay, you have an address out of Champaign? A business address?
I have a client's address. Yeah, no, I don't have a business address out of Champaign yet. I'm trying to get more clients up there. So you're telling me? I have clients up towards there. I have a client there. I have a client in Toronto, but I don't want to use their address as my business address for this.
Right. Well, we wouldn't list the address on Google either way. It's just for our records.
Interesting. So 50 miles isn't an option?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking right now.
Okay. And it says create a Google business profile on behalf of the client. I have one. So you would just take over what I have, right?
Exactly. Okay. The my IT guy says, you know what? If you want Champaign and then outside of there, we can use your client's address. I mean, we're not going to list it, but it allows us to optimize the listings out of Champaign. And I think that'll be better for you, brother. If you want to do that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me think about this.
Okay, hold on. Let me ask another question.
Yeah, because if that go to... that's tricky. It's tricky. Because then I wouldn't get anything in the Arthur area. or the Decatur area. So it would simplify things so much.
Okay, hold on. Give me a second. I'm asking a question here.
I got somebody calling me. I'm not sure if it's a new client or not.
Okay. So yes, we'll go ahead. He says, you know, because I told him that was a little, you know, skeppy for you there. He says, what we'll do, we'll push you out 50 miles outside of Alter. So that would cover Champaign.
That's great. That's all I need. That's all I need to hear. And,
yep.
And will that kind of thing, like that term, be in whatever agreement that I sign or agree to? Because if I ever have to bring this up again, I need to make sure that, you know, I made that, you know, this was part of the agreement.
Everything that we do here, give me a second. Everything that we do, brother, it's going to be in writing. Okay. Nothing will not be in writing. Everything here.
My site, custom website, optimized landing page. That's not for me because you're not doing it, right?
That's correct.
Directory submissions, Google Business Profile, Google Business Profile Optimization. Okay. All right. Okay. And then Google SEO. Facebook ads, total, products included.
Yeah, let's do this.
So this says products included, Google SEO, $199, and then Facebook ads, $100, and so monthly thereafter, well, that's kind of weird. Initially, a cost of $249, which all that math doesn't really add up. It'll be $299.
It'll be $299. I think I send you our terms probably about, I don't know if I send you our new ones out. I can send you the new ones. It should be $299, not $249.
Yeah, the math should say $299, but
it says $249. Okay.
$249.
I send you the this one that I sent you is probably the one that we had about five years
there
ago.
It says monthly thereafter SEO $149. That's the difference. Google SEO for the first month is $199. And then Google SEO is $149. So that comes to $249 versus $299. So you're saying that it's just all the same price from the get-go.
Correct, from the get-go. Yeah, I just sent you another email, by the way, Mark, just for your comfort. Okay. I did want to make sure we're on the same page here.
Local Splash Marketing. Local Splash, good. All right, so let's see here. Local Splash. Oh, you guys are out of Cali?
Yeah, we are in Orange County, California. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Orange County.
Yeah, a little bit. I lived in the Bay Area. I still have my home up there. So,
oh, do you really?
Bay Area is in San Francisco.
Yeah, San Francisco. Yeah,
my house is in.
I know exactly. I used to have a friend. Well, I'm talking about a long time ago. Did training back when we were young at San Luis Obispo for the Disney Youth Academy, Monterey Bay. I mean, beautiful cities out there, man. I mean, compared to down south, I mean, it's just, I think it's much better up north.
Yeah. You know, I could advocate all day about Northern California.
I love it.
I'm stuck here in freaking Illinois now because of my grandfather's. But here's what it is.
I did send you the email that adds, you know, specifies that you'll get the Facebook ads and then also the 50-mile radius coverage.
Okay. Scam. Terrible job. Okay, so you guys got a 4.2 review in general.
In general, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to...
Lots of fives.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we have over 1,000 reviews, and I mean, again, I'm going to keep things very straight to the point. I mean, you're a business owner. You know that it's very unfortunate. You can't keep everyone happy. I mean, we try to do our best. Even our customers that get pissed off for whatever reason, you know, we try to still work with them. And, you know, a lot of times I hear customers, oh, well, you know, this and that. And I tell clients, I mean, hey, I said, you know, even if you log into Disneyland's website, and you're going to find that, you know, people get pissed off because their churros are $15 and their sodas are, you know, you get a pop for $10 and they'll leave a bad review. And I mean, it's, again, you know, I'm not here
here's
to tell
one
you that.
4 months ago, what's your opinion of this? Says it took the money, but website is trash. That, I guess that's their website, not my website, because that's different.
Yeah.
It confuses my potential customers with their nonsense AI text boxes. It's, okay, blah, 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 blah. All right, that's not relevant.
Yeah, I mean, like I tell clients, man, if you want to go on our site and find bad reviews, believe me, you're always going to find people that are unhappy, but, you know, if you weigh...
But that's important, so it's like...
It is. I agree with you 100%. But you have to also take into account that the bad reviews make up about 2% of the good ones, right? So...
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And I always look at the context of the negative review. That's what I try to do.
Gotcha,
Because I know how to evaluate these people, because there's a lot of... I don't use this term... Well, I don't want to use that term. There are people that are not savvy with these types of things, and they don't know what they're doing. I get it. Sometimes there's legitimate complaints.
You're right.
You know, people don't
you're
feel like they've got
correct.
The response. They, so instead of being presented to tell to leave me face down in a ditch. Okay. Yeah. And move on to the next victim. All right. Yeah. All right.
I mean, that's why I tell people at the end of the day, there's no contract involved. I mean, you be the judge of, you know, the service that we provide. You know, for the most part, like I said, if, you know, most of our clients that work with us, they've been with us for a very long time. And, you know, we don't have contracts with them, right? They decide to stay with us because people at the end of the day, Mark, they stick to what works, man. That's the bottom line.
I know how it works. It says the reason they can't tell me what they do on a daily basis for SEO is because they do absolutely nothing. So I'm not doing, you're not really doing SEO for me, right? You're tagging keywords that Google wants to fill a first page.
That's correct.
No? Or you correct, because you're not telling me, you're guaranteeing me a first page result. Because of the SEO optimization, or because of the optimization, you're telling me there's an opening, and whenever
and that's how we decide to move forward with you. We guarantee you the placement that you would come up on the first page, and then our job is to list you under the correct keywords and categories, right? I mean, a lot of your SEO, your listings are already done. I mean, you've done a lot of the work. Right. I mean, you've done the CBP, you've done the website. You know, a lot of that is SEO work that you've already done. Right. I mean, we are basically touching up the areas that you need to create more clients, man, just to put it straight up to you.
Okay. So. A year ago. Okay, so here's a concern, tell me about, that seems something I should. So you said you'll take over my Facebook page and run the account.
like, how I will maintain access to that, right?
I don't know if you're reading that, but yeah, so you are always going to be the captain of the ship of everything that we do, right? I mean, we basically just manage things. We're not going to take over of things that, you know, that you owned and, you know, none of that. That's not how we work. I mean, we're not going to...
This is a two-year-old review. It says they are the owner of our Facebook account and will not release it.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Okay,
I mean,
good.
We can face, lawsuits and all that stuff if we try. I mean, that's personal stuff. We cannot take ownership of it. It makes no sense.
Okay, sure. All right, here's one. Making a Google account is free, and they never get you on the front page. All right, you're guaranteeing me front page, right?
Absolutely. It's in writing.
Okay. Yep. That's great. That's sufficient. I'm guessing a lot of these people did not have the same type of – I guess you've offered different services over the years and still offer different services, right?
That's correct, yes. There is different Google services that we operate, yes.
Yeah. Okay, good deal. All right. All right, I'm going to go with it.
I honestly, man, and I say this to you very straight up, brother. Look, Mark, I don't get paid commission, man. I normally don't share this because it doesn't really matter to no one. But, you know, a lot of these other guys that call you, they're commission-based, right? So they sit there and they try to promise you this.
Well,
I'll
be honest with you, besides Angie's List, which, you know, it's fine because I never did it before until they came up with that new program.
Okay.
So I'm fine putting $280 a month into that. But I get these calls all the time. Please don't hang up. Please don't hang up. This is Google, blah, blah, blah. So you're really the first person that I've picked up the phone and had a discussion with. So I'm okay with it. If it's month to month, I'm good with just let's work it and see what happens.
Okay. All right. Let me just get some info from you. And here, I'll let you in on this too, man. Once you try our service, and you see how Google operates on that first page and all the categories and everything, you know, gets fixed, you're probably going to consider getting rid of one of the companies that you just mentioned, and it's probably not going to be us, man. And I just say that because I've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe that. I absolutely believe that. I'm in for a year. That's it. You know, so,
gotcha.
I can buy a contract. Hopefully you get
the best out of that year, man. I really hope you do. But anyhow, what's your you did give me your email address. Hold on, let me pull it up here.
Okay.
You know, this whole time I
keep hearing... How much more time? We've been on the phone for an hour, and that's mostly...
I would probably just need about maybe 5 to 7 minutes of your time, and I'll get you off the phone.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, sounds great.
All right. No, I said I've been hearing a beeping noise, and the whole time I thought it was you, and I thought that I didn't want to be rude to tell you, and then I look at my headset, and it's my damn headset that's dying.
what?
Yeah. No, this whole time I'm like, God, man, that is so annoying, right? And I'm like, you know, but out of courtesy, I don't want to say anything, right? And then for just 1 minute, I looked at my headset, and it's my headset that's the one... It's my headset, the one that's going on. Okay. Now, the 217-926-3433, that's already the number that's on the GBP, the Google Business Profile. Can I keep that number on there?
Yes, you may.
Okay. All right. Bear with me 1 second. The 161 North Spruce Street in Arthur, Illinois, is that still good?
Yes, that's my business address, correct.
Okay, perfect. Hey, Mark, do you mind just maybe like 20 seconds while I change my headset to the new one that's charged?
Yeah, for sure. Go ahead.
Okay. There's a very slight chance that I might disconnect the call because I have to switch out the cable. So if I do,
I'll
call you
back.
Yeah, I'll call Yes, I will call you.
Oh, man.
You know what? Honestly, brother, I normally don't get to speak to straight shooters, man. I appreciate you. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, no problem. All right.